chapter 3 to 4. And Belcura discovered and saw the place of Jesaja and the prophets who were with him. For he dwelt in the country of Bethlehem and adhered to Manasseh. And he was a false prophet in Jerusalem, and many Jerusalemites adhered to him. But he was also from Samaria. And it had come to pass, when Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, had come and captured Samaria and taken the 9 tribes into captivity, and led them away to the mountains of the Medes and the rivers of Gozan, this Belcura was still a youth, and he had escaped and come to Jerusalem in the days of Hezekiah, king of Judah. But he did not walk in the ways of his Samaritan father, because he hated Hezekiah. And in the time of Hezekiah, he was found uttering accounts of lawlessness in Jerusalem. And the boys of Hezekiah accused him, but he escaped to the country of Bethlehem. And Belcura discovered Jesaja and those who were with him. And he accused Jesaja, saying,
Jesaja and the prophets who are with him prophesy against Jerusalem and against the cities of Judah, that they will be laid waste, and also against Benjamin, that they will go into captivity, and also against you, O Lord the King, that you will go bound with hooks and iron chains. But they prophesy lies against Israel and Judah. And Jesaja himself has said, I see more than Moses. But Moses said, no man can see God and live. Therefore know, O king, that he is a liar. And he has also called Jerusalem Sodom, and the princes of Judah and Jerusalem he has declared to be the people of Gomorrah.
And in this way, he brought many accusations before Manasseh against the prophets. And Belial dwelt in the heart of Manasseh, and in the heart of the chiefs of Judah and Benjamin, and in the eunuchs, and in the counselors of the king, so that the accounts of Belcura pleased him. And he sent and seized Jesaja. And he sawed him in half with a wood-cutting saw. And while Jesaja was being sawn in two, his accuser, Belcura, stood by, and all the false prophets stood by, laughing and rejoicing because of Jesaja. And Belcura stood up before Jesaja, deriding him. And Belcura said to Jesaja,
say, I have lied in all that I have spoken. And likewise, the ways of Manasseh are good and right. And also, the ways of Belcura and of his associates are good.
And he said this to him when he began to be sawn in two. And Belcura spoke the following to Jesaja.
Say what I tell you, and I will turn their heart, and I will compel Manasseh and the princes of Judah and the people and all Jerusalem to worship you.
And Jesaja answered and said,
if it is within my power, damned and cursed be you and all your powers and all your house, for you cannot take anything from me save the skin of my body.
And they seized Jesaja, the son of Amos, and sawed him in half with a wood-cutting saw. and Manasseh and Belkira and the false prophets and the chiefs and the people and all stood looking on. And before he had been sawn in half, he said to the prophets who were with him,
"All of you, go into the region of Tyre and Sidon, for God has mixed this cup for me alone."
And when Jesaja was being sawn in half, he neither cried aloud nor wept, but his lips spoke with the Holy Spirit until he was sawn in two.